USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another day of dangerous heat facing about two-thirds of the nation today, but then it's going to start getting better, according to the National Weather Service's chief forecaster, Bob Orvec.
We'll have at least one more hot day, specifically from the central and southern plains into the eastern U.S. on Sunday, with temperatures again 95 to 100 degrees and high heat indices. But as we go on to the beginning of the week, definitely some improvement. Cool air is going to be spreading eastward, and by the Tuesday, Wednesday, the temperatures are actually going to be below average across a good part of the central and eastern United States.
British officials are calling Iran's seizure of a British-flagged oil tanker on Friday a hostile act. Iran's Revolutionary Guard posting a video showing speedboats pulling alongside the tanker and seizing it in the Persian Gulf. Iran's claiming the tanker was seized because it had collided with a fishing vessel. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Yesterday, the 50th anniversary of the first moonwalks by two of the three crew members of Apollo 11. Vice President Mike Pence speaking at the Kennedy Space Center, making this pledge.
America will return to the moon within the next 5 years, and the next man and the first woman on the moon will be American astronauts.
An entire nation hacked. A major data hack in Bulgaria this week, affecting practically every taxpayer in the Eastern European nation, with tax records and other personal data belonging to 5 million Bulgarians ripped off the government's National Revenue Agency's database and published online. The origin of the hack remains under investigation. Manny Pacquiao has regained his welterweight boxing title with a win last night in a split decision against Keith Thurman to regain the WBA title in Las Vegas. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
British Airways and Lufthansa both said they're suspending flights to Cairo for unspecified reasons related to safety and security. The British carrier says it's canceling flights to the Egyptian capital for at least 1 week, and the German airline said normal operations would resume over the next week. British Airways attributed the cancellations to what it called its constant review of security arrangements at all airports, calling them, quote, a precaution to allow for further assessment, end of quote. Lufthansa said it's suspending flights as a precaution, mentioning safety but not necessarily security as its concern. They come as Britain weighs its response to Iran's seizure of a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz and rising tensions stemming from U.S. sanctions and the effect on Iran's economy. ESPN is reminding its employees of the network's policy to avoid talking politics after radio show talk host Dan Libitard criticized President Donald Trump in his recent racist comments and ESPN itself on the air this week. The reminder went out over the weekend to all employees, including Libitard, according to an ESPN employee who spoke on the condition of anonymity. ESPN has not spoken publicly about whether he faces any disciplinary action. Libitard also declined all comment. Network President Jimmy Pitaro decreed that its employees should avoid all political talk unless they're reporting on issues raised by sports figures. Listen to us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.